This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Indonesian officials say a dozen ships, including four naval warships, were deployed Saturday in search and rescue efforts after a Sriwijaya Airlines passenger jet carrying 62 people lost contact with air traffic controllers minutes after taking off from Indonesia's capital. We get more from Reuters' Adam Reed.
The plane from Sriwijaya Air and flying to the neighboring island of West Kalimantan took off about 2:30 p.m. local time and then disappeared off radar screens. Indonesia's Navy says it's found the coordinates of the plane and dispatched search and rescue vessels. Families await news of their loved ones at the airport where it was supposed to land. The flight tracking service Flight Radar 24 says the plane appears to have lost more than 10,000 feet of altitude in less than a minute. It was raining when the plane took off. The plane is a Boeing 737-500 model, which is 27 years old, much older than the troubled 737 MAX model. It was a 737 MAX that crashed off Jakarta 2 years ago, killing 189 people.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Spanish Transport Minister José Luis Ábalos said Saturday an exceptional cold front, which has blanketed large parts of the country in snow, is Spain's worst on record. Ábalos urged people to stay home in the midst of the extreme weather brought on by Storm Filomena, which had overtaken our most pessimistic forecasts. More than half of Spain's provinces remained on alert Saturday. The persistent blizzard has halted traffic and left thousands trapped in cars or in train stations and airports. In Madrid, authorities activated the red alert for the first time since the system was adopted 4 decades ago and called in the military to rescue people in vehicles. This is VOA News. A massive blaze that struck a hospital in India overnight also hit a maternity ward, killing at least 10 infants. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports.
Many families in India are in mourning after a massive fire struck a hospital's maternity ward there. At least 10 infants died in the blaze, which broke out at 2 a.m. in the state of Maharashtra, although some newborns were saved. This man, Raj Kumar Dahakar, witnessed the disaster and rushed in to help.
The fire was huge. It was all black. We weren't able to get inside. Our eyes were burning. We weren't able to see anything. Then we came down and went back up using the firefighter's ladder, broke down the door, and after breaking the door, we were able to save 7.
It's not immediately clear what caused the tragedy.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. Hundreds of thousands of Filipino Catholics took part in a service in Manila for the Feast of the Black Nazarene Saturday, ignoring the government's appeal to stay home and only attend virtually due to COVID-19 restrictions. The annual procession is one of Asia's biggest religious events, which attracts millions of devotees. The Philippines has reported nearly 486,000 cases of the coronavirus since the beginning of the pandemic. Almost 9,500 people have died. Qatari vehicles crossed into Saudi Arabia through a land border on Saturday for the first time since Arab states severed diplomatic and transport ties with Doha in mid-2017. On Tuesday, a deal was reached at a summit in Riyadh to restore relations. Measures to contain the spread of the new coronavirus are also in place on both sides of the Saudi-Qatar land border. The Capitol police officer who died of his injuries after being attacked by rioters Wednesday at the U.S. Capitol is being remembered as a man dedicated to duty who did his job that day. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Brian always wanted to help.
That's what Mayor John Krenzel of South River, New Jersey, where Brian Sicknick's parents live, says of the 42-year-old. Sicknick enlisted in the National Guard, twice deploying overseas. His family says that was a means to becoming a police officer, which he wanted to do his entire life. He joined the U.S. Capitol Police in 2008. The agency says he was injured while physically engaging with the mob that stormed inside the Capitol Wednesday. Two law enforcement officials tell the Associated Press Sicknick was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Visit VOAnews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.